weird.
Blog Talk Radio.
Playing the best, best cool classics, hip hop, R&B, and today's hottest music.
I'm Rob from the Everywhere tonight from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on FirstFanRadio.com. A whole new ride, a whole new level of entertainment. So keep your wine glasses ready for all the interviews, throwback music from the 80s and 90s, classic R&B.
by most, we're ever ready. Like a matter of me, charged, I'm worth the alkaline. Yes, the mystery to solve, so seeking the find. These words I've given, extreme spin out, driven with a Datsun. A max term of the time, yes, the wicked cool keep, and I'm sporting my rhyme, cause we're
Ultra.
I'm gonna give the man behind the wheel some credit. I'm not trying to say that he can't.
DJs already tried. There ain't been one yet that's qualified. To think you can beat them, you must be nuts. Just listen real close to a scratch and cut.
Just by being president, it only made me more cooler. people didn't know that before I was in the White House, I still had my gangster.
We know that. You definitely gangster. You definitely that.
I got my gangster. I hope that your listeners are paying attention to the debates against Hillary and Donald. I hope they got out the vote. Everybody's on board. And we got to get this done.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And I tuned in the other night to the debate, and I'm telling you, it was one of the best debates I ever had. I wish I would have had a house party because, you know, the way Donald Trump was sniffing, I could have swore he was on that stuff. I really could. I think Hillary did a great job. She did a great job.
Well, you know, he got the money to buy it.
Well, he definitely was buying it because all that sniffing in there, he made me go get my vapor, you know? But I definitely...
If you're going to ride... Ride the white pony.
Ride the white pony. Definitely, definitely. I'm definitely supporting Hillary. I believe I told you that before, and I have nothing against anyone that votes for Trump. I definitely have a problem with anybody that does not vote. The votes are important.
Exactly. It's going to be a tight election. Probably tighter than the one that I have.
Oh, okay.
Donald got his people now. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, I'm sure. They always said Satan was very intelligent.
Exactly. But your show sounds wonderful. I'm not going to stay too long. I just want to call in, like I said that I would.
I appreciate you so much. Let me miss that.
Hello.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
One, two. Right on, brother.
Don't worry about it.
Have him out, Bernard. Go and play with him.
Wine Glasses Up radio show. Caller?
Yes, sir. This is Big D. Ultramagnetic MCs.
Yo, we got Big D from Ultramagnetic MCs. And who was that again? Say that again.
And this is Easy Mo B.
I got Easy Mo D and Big D on the line. I want to thank you guys so much. No, I want to thank you, God, for calling in tonight to my show. It really means a lot.
Yes.
I want to let everybody know where y'all repping from. Did you hear me?
I'm from Harlem, New York, Harlem, USA.
All right.
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
All right, so we got Easy.
Talking to you from upstate New York right now. Brooklyn forever.
Oh, okay. I hear that. Oh, I have a couple questions for y'all. You know, I want to know how long y'all been in the business.
I'm going to let Mo B start it off. Go ahead, Mo.
this is about Big D album. So you answer your first, and then I'll trail behind you. Go ahead.
Well, as far as my legacy in the game, I've been in the game 7 years, going on 28 years in the game. Coming through with Ultramagnetic MCs back in 1988, 87.
Mm-hmm. OG, definitely.
Coming in with Ultramagnetic, then branching off from Ultramagnetic to a spinoff of me and Cool Keith forming on the Commissioner, putting out 3 albums under that name. Me and Mo Love putting a group together called Slaughterhouse Cartel. You know, I had solo success with 12 mixtape albums and, you know, a solo album. This is my second solo album. So, you know, I'm just happy to be here and be a part of it all over again.
Definitely glad to have you back, babe. You ain't never go nowhere, but definitely glad to hear your voice again.
Definitely.
Okay. What's up, Easy? Easy there? Did I lose him?
Yo, Mo B, you there?
I think we lost him. Did we lose him?
Yeah, hold on. He'll be on the line. Hold on.
Okay. I'm a sip. I got the Royal Kings on the phone, baby. It's all worth the wait.
Yeah, I guess he'll come back on the line.
Okay, that's all good. I'm pretty sure you can handle it. I have a next question. When he come back in, he can definitely finish up the question. How long he been in the business? But my next question for you, Big D, is what's the name of your project and who's on it?
The album's called This Is My Life.
My Life?
I got This Is My Life.
Okay.
And as far as special guests on the album, I got everybody from Rakim to Peter Guns to Smooth the Hustler to Little Fame from M.O.P., I got Tito from Fearless Four. I got Grandmaster Caz from Cold Crush Brothers. I'm chopping it up. My man Lord Tariq, he gonna be on the album. I was just with my man Joel Ortiz last night. He's jumping on the album.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's gonna be crazy. And the production is, I got one song produced by Static Selecta, one by Just Blaze, and the rest of the album is done by Easy Mo B.
Wow, you got a damn bomb connection. Yes, this album. Yo, when is the album gonna we got Moby back on the line. Yeah, hold on for a minute. Moby.
Yeah, we was both going on Big D's line. I told it on a separate line now. So if you lose one, at least you lose one. Yeah, I'll lose both of them.
Oh, okay. Well, I got both of y'all back. It's all good, right?
Yeah.
Where I was at, I was asking what's the name of the project and who's on it, and Big D was answering that for me.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, is he finished or?
I mean, it's up to you, Big D. Are you finished or is anything Mo need to add? He could add whatever.
I mean,
he
whatever Mo, you know what I mean? Mo right there. Go ahead, Mo.
I'm saying if he told you who the features is on the album, as it stands itself, you know, me, Just Blaze, Static Selecta, handling the production. Most of the lion's share of it is me, you know, because that's how it started with me and Big D.
Okay.
And with the features, sometimes I forget Big D, help me out. I Rap New York, what's the lineup? You got Poison Pen, you got
Poison Pen, Gangsta Rap Martyr, and my man LG on I Rap NY. Then on the second single that's out now, which is called Supreme Gangsta, which everybody can get online also, is featuring my man Just the Law. You know what I mean? Which is another banger. And we got the third single getting ready to drop soon. I'll let Mo B elaborate on that because, you know, that's
okay.
That's one of his babies right there.
Yeah.
All right, let me hear about it. Let me hear you.
Yeah, that one is Ruffield Gore, and that's one of my favorite right there. That got Lil Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Fame from M.O.P. is on there. That's a tough joint right there. definitely keep your eyes and your ears open to that one right there.
All right. But we're definitely going to be pumping it. All you got to do is send me the music, and it's definitely going to pump here at Wine Glasses Up Radio. Definitely.
Yeah, but for what you can expect, you know what I mean? You could, the Easy won't be that we always knew.
Mm-hmm.
The flavor in your ear, warning, machine gun funk. It's just that we're doing it with Big D here now.
All right. So when do y'all expect this album to drop? You know, I've been reading all y'all comments on Facebook, people leaving comments, and so glad to see that y'all about to drop this album, and it's just been long anticipated. So is there a date? Is there any specific date it may drop?
I mean, Go ahead, Mo.
We on the radio. No spare. Come on.
Yeah, we ready. I'm ready to let the listeners hear y'all music, man. It's hot. It's definitely hot.
I mean, the album wise is on the label. You know what I mean? It's up to the label, you know, in London when they want to put it out. But, you know, they riding with us. They behind us 110%. You know what I mean? The new single, Too Raw, featuring Little Fame from M.O.P. and my man Will Porter, will be out and available soon. It will be out on vinyl in a store near you. You know what I mean? Like, we not playing no games, man. We taking it back to the vinyl. You know, like, This is where hip-hop started at, man, you know, and I'm happy to have a legendary, you know what I mean, producer as well as my big brother behind me, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. to bring the best of me out, because this album is a masterpiece, and I guarantee you I'm going to be the one, me and Mo B, this album will be the classic album of 2017, 2016,
say that.
Man.
Say that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So when is your next when's your next event? Where's that gonna be?
Well, as far as the shows, I'm doing some with Rakim October 22nd in Brooklyn at the Barclays Arena. And as far as shows, they got my managers right now is in the process of booking some shows. You know, we got some joints lined up for Cali, Detroit, Texas, and the label is putting together a big overseas tour for me and Mo, so that's going to be, you know, that's going to be big.
Yeah, I hear that. Yo, Jersey and Philly, y'all need to jump on this. This is way past fire. This is, y'all about to just drop everything. Y'all got people standing in line waiting already, and they definitely going to hear it here. Is there anybody y'all want to give a shout out to? Is there anyone y'all want to send a message to? Or is there anything that's on your mind that you want to relate to your listeners tonight? This is your time. This is your platform.
Okay, well, I'll go first. First, I want to send a shout out for his patience and long with standing in the studio. Shout out to Engineer Fred Once. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to all of the featured artists that came and joined us, you know, on the project. Shout out to my Rappers Fundamental family, AB Money, right now. Got a solo project out on him, too.
Mm-hmm.
And just to any at all who still represent, appreciate that real, genuine hip-hop, that boom bap. Yeah. That's what you can expect on this album.
All right. Okay, thanks. I appreciate that. Big D?
Oh, man, I just want to give a mean salute to, you know what I mean, Mo B, like I said, you know, for reinventing me, bringing me back, giving me this opportunity, you know what I mean? I want to thank Just Blaze for coming through, lacing the joint, you know what I mean? My man Static Selector, who I was with last night, we did it hard at NYC. My man Joel Ortiz, you know what I mean? He just confirmed to jump on the album. Peace to him, my man Skanks, the Rad Martyr. My little nephew is on the way, too. I want y'all to look out for him. He's 13 years old, man. He's a truth. Young Swiper is his name. He's definitely the truth. Shout out to my brothers in them, Harlem Hustle. You know what I mean? Trendsetters, go make sure if y'all everywhere in Delaware, go check out Trendsetter Clothing. You know what I mean? Like, the movement is strong, man. Shout out to my man, Mortal Technique. My big brother, rock him a lot, because he's been behind me since day one, man. And you know what I mean? Like, and shout out to my man, Beanie Siegel, too, man. I just got a call last night, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's my dude. Like, when I tell you how I love Rock Him and Easy Mo B, I love Beanie Siegel, man. That's my brother.
Yo, that was some hateful shit that happened.
And I got a call last night, and all I want to say is, man, I'm not appreciating what went down, man. Like, come on, the big homie just came out the hospital, one lung, diabetic, and niggas are sucker punching niggas. All I got to do is say one thing, man. Come sucker punch me like that, man. That's it. Come sucker punch me like that. That's all.
Yes, that was definitely wrong, and I kept seeing it playing over and over again. And I'm like, damn, yo, where's the love amongst all of us? That was just so weak. And, you know, we just got to show these people, you know, the right way and how to do this. We already in a big fight in this world right now as it is. And then to see something weak like that, no respect. There was no respect.
And then the funny thing, they did it, you know, I got the call and my man was by himself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on. My dude was by himself. They wouldn't have did that if he had the hood with him. And if he wasn't sick, they wouldn't have never did that. You feel me? If Beans was at 100, that would have never happened like that.
I feel you.
I don't respect niggas. I don't respect niggas. Niggas know who I am. When I got to get a call from my big homie and I got to hear shit, listen, man, like I said, I'm not calling no names. Niggas know who they are. Come sucker punch me like that.
You heard it right here. Wine glass is up. And we all going to send Benny Siegel love, because I heard even after that weak shit happened, he still got on the stage and did what he had to do, and the crowd loved him.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. You know what I mean? Because he's a giant, man. You can't hold a giant down, man. You know what I mean? Salute to the OG, man.
Salute to the OGs, most definitely. And on that note right there, Easy Mo B, my dude Big D, we about to drop y'all music. And I want to say to y'all, whatever y'all need, I'm here for you. The support, I'm definitely right here. Send your music. It's going to rock right here. Line is Roar, it's Wine Glass, it's up. Radio every Wednesday night and on and on and on. I love y'all. Let's rock this.
No doubt.
It's mega difficult.
Spring gangster. All that above is caused by the Son of Man. Research the evidence to learn who I am. Dawn pleasure shine bright on the mic so clear. In perfect harmony heard far and near. I represent that swift current atmosphere. Dripping heavy jewels laced with diamond studs. Weather nights whip a burnt exotic bug. It's not a mystery. I stay in tune with self, family and history. Yeah, yo, wake up and exercise. Listen and focus with me. Think hard, work smart. Connect with the universe. Study, meditate, create the swift verse. Keep and turn it up. Click select Fame Labs. Open the link. See the way that we think. You can tell who we are by the things that we do. Unpredictable, live hip-hop crew. With the muscle to push hard, mind to maintain. Never slip, trip a stagger, blow a track out the frame. Dawn P take blame on Gorilla Freight Train. Supreme Just, Supreme Gangster. Twist your bitch up, smack your bitch up. Beast with me, nigga, you better grip up. Nobody move, it's a stick up. First person I see smile, he getting hit up. Nigga, it ain't a game, you best stay in your lane. I switched some coke, nigga, to the crack game. Now I'm back for more. Beats with me, I double the score. Nigga, my style is raw. Like coke, I'm pure. Niggas know my style, I'm still scheming. Fuck the law. No love for the cops. My guns, I pop. And I swear to my moms and pops, till my body drops. Nigga, I'm a die legend. What's today's mathematics? The number 7. I'm a veteran, still I'm better than. Who wanna compete with me? See me on David Letterman. Nah, I'm too hardcore, more rhymes to implore. Big D and Fame Lab still kicking down your door.
It's mega difficult. It's mega difficult. It's mega difficult.
When I die, drive me through my hood like the only B.I. from the stop.
From NYCITY till I'm done, I'ma make sure I leave my mark like Big Pun.
I rep NYCITY. When I die, drive me through my hood like the only B.I. from the stop.
I rep NYCITY. If I die, niggas still gon' feel me forever like the homie Big L.
Whenever speaking your piece,
it's best to keep it brief. Cause niggas snitch in these streets, well then them WikiLeaks. The peace, the more I teach, the dumber that I get. How I taught you how to get money, but you ain't cut me a check.
No,
after I get paid, I take some hoes backstage. Only bitches you know is the dough on Backpage. And if you a man, but a woman, what you dress like? That ain't right, like Eddie Murphy fucking transvestite.
Right.
Bitch MC, you ain't shit to me. You let other dudes lick the D like... These in the closet gangsters make me so sick, I'm a spaz. Why don't you pull that skirt down and take that dick out your ass? Cherish this, I hope you listening to every sentence. Cause you are now in the presence of a living legend. Make each letter sound better when I put them together. You ain't too clever, your mama should've raised you better. I could've been your pops, but the line was too long. For that you be good, I might help you write a new song. Listen, if you use your ears more than your mouth and shut the fuck up, you hear what I was talking about. Use your head and think you see why I'm the head of my clique. Nigga, I'm so ill that I can make medicine sick. I'm so hard that I can hospitalize a brick. The rap martyr, bitch, who else spit hot lines like this? I rep NYCITY. When I die, drive me through my hood like the homie B.I. from the sky.
I'm from NYCITY till I'm done. I'ma make sure I leave my mark like Big Pun.
I rep NYCITY. When I die, drive me through my hood like the homie B.I. from the sky.
I rep NYCITY. If I die, niggas still gon' feel me forever like the homie Big L. Or Boss, Big D, BGF, nigga. Every nigga on my team is a certified killer. From the hood to Hollywood, I'm the same OG. Stay out the streets, nigga, if you ain't playing for cheap. If it's beef, I'm the first on front line blazing the heat. I'm known for running up, leaving niggas something in they seat. Which one of you bitch niggas wanted was gangs indeed. When the guns pop, bodies drop. You dudes are shooting in the air, you're only making it hot. But I'm a rob for Big L, Biggie Smalls, and Pop.
I rep NYCITY. When I die, drive me through my hood like the homie B.I. from the sky.
From NYCITY till I'm done, I'ma make sure I leave my mark like Big Pun.
I rep NYCITY. When I die, drive me through my hood like the homie B.I. from the sky.
I rep NYCITY. If I die, niggas still gon' feel me forever like the homie Big.
I'm from BKNYCITY. She trains me high in my Levi's. If you out that clip, anybody flip, grab that sticky by the hip, tell her ship it out that dick. Woke up drunk, nigga. Throwed up and pulled up, I ain't no punk, nigga. Look at the gun, nigga. Bottom to the neck, Mufasa to the set. I am about respect, but violence more direct. Peace isn't not shit. Ain't got a piece, it ain't no option. I'm in that mosh pit, the posse's going shopping. Some flossies can make an ox out of chopstick. Fox is my doctrine, best stop for big style. And why my set size, four on, that's that BX side. And what to live with, base leads to Harley. It can't even be got, that made me a problem.
From NYCITY till I'm done, I'ma make sure I leave my mark like Big Pun. I turn on the radio and all I hear is gimmicks. What happened to the lyrics, they say New York is finished, like Popeye without a spinach. Now wait a New York minute, last time I checked in the Bronx, it was invented. Manhattan ran with it, Queens represented, and Big said it best, man, Brooklyn, we did it. NYC's the reason, your outfits match your fitted, so swallow your pride and just admit it. Same cloth, different texture, but you missing a couple of stitches, huh? Which is the difference between us and them? We trendsetting. These niggas is following. They ain't posting a threat. They bitches, they modeling. Might as well be groupies. Get on your knees and start swallowing. I can see right through them. I call them hollow men. Peasants, you in the presence of kings like Solomon.
Thanks for calling Wine Glass and Sub Radio Show. This is Lioness. Who am I speaking to? Call up.
We got Big D and Mo B on the line.
Big D and Mo B back on the line?
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah, right. Mo B.
All right, this y'all platform tonight. Let's go, baby.
Let me know what y'all thought, man. You know, y'all got two of the Heat Rocks up there, you know what I mean? That's what's out right now online, everywhere they can go get it, iTunes, Amazon, eBay, anything, e-music, audio lunchbox, all of it is out there.
Well, it's definitely a band, definitely.
Well, I just want to say it's been a musical journey for like the last past about going on about a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this hasn't been like a ready quick process. We've been working on this album for at least a year now.
Not over
a year.
Is it that long?
It's about 2 years now.
Okay. It don't seem like that long. when you're doing stuff and you're scrapping stuff and, you know, a person is on a song, that person come off, somebody comes back on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, with the amount of time that it's taken, it's just been hard for me to keep track. But the musical journey has just been worth it. You know what I'm saying? When we get together in the studio, we enjoy what we're doing. Me and myself, I'm still... For a lot of people out there want to know how I'm rocking in 2016. I am still rocking SP 1200.
And all right.
S950. Yeah, we got that analog chunk bump going on.
Still
necessary,
like, definitely.
Necessary for the boom bap, you know?
We got to bring it back. We got to keep it live. A lot of the music
for sure.
Out here.
Can you do some records for Tupac?
Oh, yeah.
Just for the youngest. Just, you know, just, can we talk about that for a second?
Did you hear that question?
He said the Tupac stuff. Could you talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's
okay.
What he said.
Okay, I met him at Madison Square Garden on Budweiser Superfest. Actually, me and Rapping is Fundamental, the group I used to be in, we was tagging along behind Kane. You know, and he was like, "Yo, come up on stage with me." So when they went up on stage and Kane conducted this big freestyle, and I watched the whole thing happen. Biggie, gonna do it like this. Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where I'm like, "Yo." And so, you know, I watched that whole live. That I was on stage, like on the side. I don't know if that really happened. You know, back in the days, it was necessary to bring your whole neighborhood, your whole hood on stage with you.
You get an Iverson movie, and the whole neighborhood.
The word, if you were from Brooklyn, you had the whole Brooklyn, your whole back building up on the stage. But after the performance, we went backstage, and Pocky just saw me and just walked up on me. He was like, "Yo, I want to work with you, man." He was like, "Yo, you did the Party and Bullshit with Big, right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Man, I love that joint." He said, "I want to, you know, I want to work with you." So he was taping above the rim, right up there at Rucker Park across the street from Polo Grounds. He said, "Yo, come up to the set, man. You know, I get breaks. And, you know, we go on the trailer and just build." So I came and I bought the first beat I offered to him. That became Temptations.
Uh-huh.
And then he talked about some bootsy joints that he wanted. Because I asked him, I said, "Anything, you know, you ever wanted to work with, want me to hook up for you?" He started talking bootsy. So I went back to the crib. A day later, came back with the joints. Those joints became the original Running. And back then it was called Running from the Police. And then the other one became Straight Balling.
Okay.
Yeah.
You definitely got the classics.
Yeah, and a lot of people that work with the master tapes and all of that, and remixing files and stuff. No, I had the true opportunity to be with him and work with him while he was here. You know.
Yeah.
Feel grateful for all of that. I also watched him and Big become unfriends. I was there when they was friends, and I watched them unfriend. So.
Wow.
This is crazy, man. But I like to
focus
more on the...
You was there when that went down?
Well, no, I'm just saying I was there when it was friends, and then I woke up one day, and next thing I know, I see, like, them dissing each other in magazines, and this record's out there. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah,
you know, it's just crazy.
Yeah,
I like to focus more on the friend period, though, because a lot of people don't know about that period, and they always focus on the negativity. But those dudes was actually friends, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Talk
and
about
it, was,
definitely.
And it was a wonderful thing that was going on when we did Running. We all was in the studio together. everybody. You know, Pac had his crew, Big had his crew from around the way. You know, I'm in the studio, the whole LG, they want to phone. Yo, I want to come, I want to come. And you know, it was just, it's just crazy, you know, and to link this to something that Big D was talking about earlier, and I hate to hear about stuff like that, you know, the thing that D was just talking about that happened with Beanie Siegel. Like,
right, right.
Listen, we got enough problems right now with, like, the cops beating on us, and, you know, if it's anything that we could do, man, maybe we could just unite, you know what I'm saying, and be more peaceful amongst each other. If anything, you know, we already got a big fight that we're dealing with a lot of this brutality and a lot of stuff going on. So the least we could do right now, you know what I mean, is just show peace and love amongst each other.
Exactly.
In 2016, that might sound corny, but I'm still pushing that. Rest in peace to Bill Nunn from Do the Right Thing, like when he had them two name rings and he had love.
Yes.
And hate.
Radio writing, yes, definitely.
I'm on that love fist.
Me too, bro. Me too.
I still believe in that. I still believe in it. You know what I mean? I still believe in that.
Yeah, we got to stick together. We got to make some moves. And I definitely want to invite you and Big D and the whole squad to come to New Jersey. I'm going to try to put something together. No, I'm going to put something together. And because I know a lot of people are listening. I know a lot of people want to see y'all, and I definitely know it's always somewhere, some haters somewhere, but I call them the cheerleaders. But we're not even worried about them. We're going to do what we got to do, and we're going to bring back the real, what you said, boom back, and we're waiting for y'all project to drop, and we're going to do the damn thing. That's what it's all about. That's what my show is all about, support and telling people we got to learn how to enjoy life, because the way things are going, we're going to be extinct. We're going to be extinct.
And there's so many that want to take us out. Let's not be the first to take ourselves out. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Especially when he's saying Black Lives Matter. How's Black Lives Matter when you out here killing each other? And for what?
Yeah, definitely.
Yo, I knew this show was going to be blazing, because it's definitely taking me right over past my time. But when it's good, people want to hear the good, because you don't get a lot of this good music and get the questions answered that you really want, or hear, you know, what's going on, what happened with our OGs. But we right here. And we're going to be here every Wednesday on Wine Glasses Up Radio Show doing a damn thing. Enjoy your life and giving people what they want. Thank you.
We respect you and we love you. We appreciate you for giving this time, you know, to help promote the project.
Oh, I love y'all too, definitely.
But when this album come out, I promise you, this down today on your calendar that I said this. You won't hear another album like this album. This album will be the best album of the goddamn death decade.
You heard it right here.
He just started some trouble right there. You know it's going to be a lot of contenders when you say something like that.
They were like, yo, they was going to wind up something that was the best album going to drop. Like, yeah, they just put y'all to a cut. It ain't even a competition. It's a competition with the other people.
Listen, I got to call it like I see it. Like, and this ain't no disrespect to nobody, but with this album, like, I took my time. Like, I didn't just go in and record an album all hyped up because I had no behind me. And now I'm the people what they want. Like when you sat down and you listened to Feel It in the Air and he made you feel that in your soul, that's how my record is going to be. You're going to listen to him.
Oh, okay. Well, I want y'all to still continue to listen to the show. Remember I got that unsigned artist, Mook Malouk from New York? Did y'all do me a favor and check out this young man, this young brother?
For sure.
Okay, hold in line. Don't go nowhere, brothers. I'll be right back.
All right.
Thank you for calling into Linus Words Wine Glass Up. Caller?
Hey, what's up, y'all? First Time Radio?
Yes. Who's calling?
Hey, what is there, y'all?
I can barely hear you.
I said, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Yes, who's calling?
This is Z from Trenton.
Z from Trenton?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to thank you for calling into the show.
I wanted to know what's up with
You understand?
So, it, like I said, it's a concerted effort, but at the same time, it all begins with you. When I say you, I mean us individually. You feel me?
It's a lot of talent. Are we here? I tell all the people here when I post up on my book, you know, what I'm doing, because I'm all about support. As a female, as a lady, it's very hard for me in this industry, but that's not going to stop me because I've been doing this since I was 12 years old. I was in a rap game. I'm old school. But now, you know, I'm at a plateau where I want to be able to reach back. I can still rock the mic if I want to, you know. But I tell them, you can't be, you know, on some gangster stuff and try to come in on radio with this gangster. Nobody wants to, you know, you talking about something you never done, don't want you to do, especially if you don't have to. But it's a respect.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of these, you know, young rappers that's coming in the game don't have the respect for the old school, and you're never going to get nowhere. And I say over and over and over again, I've turned down a lot of music. And it's not that I'm judging the new rappers of the day, but I'm trying to help them understand, like, you got to come in the door the same way we came in. And you got to come in with respect, definitely. And that's to me, that's the number one rule. Come in here with respect, and you're going to get respected.
Yeah, I consider myself to be what you would say is old school too, but and sometimes I hate that term.
Okay.
Sometimes I really do. I hate that term old school because it puts us in a box. Like the rock star, the rock artists, they don't call them old school. You know, they're still selling out state and everything right now. And I just want everybody to know, just like with the coming of the project of Big D's project. This is my life. And he hasn't talked about it, but there's a documentary connected to that too.
Oh.
But
okay.
but just like Big D is from the institution of Ultramagnetic MCs and he's still relevant and current today in 2016, is the same way how Easy Mo B that did another victory for Big Daddy Kane. You know, I'm on Wiz Khalifa's Cabin Fever 3 joint right now. And it's like it's just about continuity, just no matter what, keeping it going. And when it comes to this music, I'm going to tell you something. It's like for the concept of music itself, you got the electronic element of it, but a bass, a piano, some strings, instruments the sound of a guitar are going nowhere. You understand? That's the foundation of music. Whether it's being played, sampled, or recreated in some type of electronic way, that's not going away. And that's what I've been blessed by God to have. You know what I mean? The ability to interpret that. So I'm old school, but then again, I ain't. Because I'm relevant. I'm relevant. I'm current right now. You know, I still got a lot of love. I got followers? I got followers on Instagram. You know,
okay.
Respect all of that. So, you know.
You know, but
we're going to
erase that old school. We're going to say soldiers on the front line. That's who we are, soldiers on the front line.
Yeah, I ain't want to make it look like we're critical. It's just that sometimes we put ourselves in a box.
Right.
And that's the reason why sometimes we can only go but so far. Like I said, the rock artists, AC/DC, you know what I mean? Foreigner, whoever. They're still selling out stadiums.
Yes.
Ain't nobody calling them, you know what I mean? Putting them in a box. So hip hop, we gotta learn to be the same way.
We do, and we gotta take our new school, or you know, our new rappers coming in, and educate them. Just like the caller came in tonight, Z from Trenton. One love, if you're still listening, baby. That's what you're supposed to continue to do, to ask questions and know what it is it's going to take to get you where you want to be in this industry. And Mo B, if you ever get a chance, this is my invitation to you and the team, come down to Trenton. I'll show you around. I would definitely show you around and, you know, set it up so a lot of these new schools that want to come in and get in a business, you know, come down here. Anytime you want, we can meet up.
All right. I just got one last thing I want to say. I just want to say at the sound of everybody that's listening, you know, look out for the This Is My Life, Big D and Easy Mo B project. And then to accommodate the last male caller that called in, I just want to say this here too. For us in hip-hop, especially lyrically, listen, There's so much going on right now. Don't turn your head to the left or to the right. Stop beefing with each other. Get down with the commentary. Talk. That's what hip hop has always been about. It's been about expressing what we always say. Hip hop is from the streets, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what's going on out there? Talk about it. Address it. That's what this hip-hop thing as a tool has always been there for, to be used as. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I hope that we can, like the caller said, as far as the commentary goes, social issues and stuff like that, it'd be nice, you know what I mean, to get a little bit more than there's been so much beef and addition we could do to each other. You know what I mean? It's getting to the point where that's actually kind of corny. It's time for us to start, you know, adding some real subject matter to what we're doing and making some real records, some real music, stuff that will stand over time. Like when Marvin Gaye made What's Going On in 1970, it's so crazy that the same things that he was saying then speak so truly today.
He prophesied it. He definitely prophesied it. And I want to keep you on hold. If you want to stay at home, I want to get the unsigned artist. He's been waiting. Malouz, I want you to hear him.
Thing I want to say. I want to get out the way, but I just want to make sure to say that and to accommodate the caller, the male caller that called in and said the thing about current commentary.
Right.
That is very important. That's real important.
Definitely. And I'm glad that you were still on the line and able to take that call.
Big D, say goodbye.
Yo, I want to say thanks to Abe. Be on the lookout for the This Is My Life album and documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And all questions will be answered, man. You can find me anywhere on the internet. I'm on Twitter, BigD132, Facebook, BigD132, YouTube, BigD132, Big D Ultramagnetic. They got Mo B, the Real Easy Mo B. Everything is the Real Easy Mo B. And we here, man.
All right. Definitely salute. I enjoyed the conversations. I enjoyed the interview. Thank y'all so very much. We may be hanging up on the line tonight, but we definitely connected forever. Love y'all.
Okay. All right. Yes. Thank you. Peace.
My man, AB12, salute to the G.
Salute.
Salute. Peace.
Peace. Got him? And Mook.
Yo. Yeah.
Yes, I'm glad you're still there. We about to drop your jewels. You ready?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, before we go into your music, let everybody know where you're repping from.
Yeah, I'm repping from New York, Harlem, Mook Malouk. Follow me everywhere, Mook Malouk. Salute to all y'all, especially Mo B and Big D. Check me out, Hunnit.
Oh, they listening to you. They listening to you, all right? All right, so we about to drop
this. Yeah.
Thanks
a lot. We'll be right back.
Philly's hottest music. In tonight's spotlight, it is going down.
I don't know what y'all niggas doing, but we count money on this side.
That's my whip to park right outside. Got them Gramzos and them pies in my down for this ride. We got them hundreds. More than half made for that re-up. This real step, yo, G up. That's Patron is up in my teacup counting.
Hundreds.
From the start and down for my hood. If I'm eating, they gon' eat good. Always did more than I should. We counting
hundreds.
Still ducking them police. On the ground with my brodies. Got my game up for my OG. So that's money all in my pocket. Money all in my bank. Money all in my safe. Throw that money all in your face. We counting
hundreds.
Rap niggas ain't drug lords, but love the fact they promote it. Helps a nigga get drugs off what you want. The heart of that
sauce.
Boy, Marley, that Molly, you can always get. There's no prolly. Track phone always ring on loud. You hate it, you still foul. I got my haters, nigga, book down. Call me Mr. Clear out that crowd. Like, I don't think that you want it. I don't think that you want it. Fuck you, we counting them hundreds. Strip of money all in my budget.
Y'all still live. Got no you are now none in the mix.
65 for that onion. That's going all of my nuggets. What you doing? Probably still public. Talk, but won't buck.
Nope.
Seeing here, but won't touch it. Got no time for none of that tough
shit.
I'm sitting counting them hundreds.
Hundreds.
More than half made for that re-up. This real step your whole G up. That's Patron is up on my teacup counting.
Hundreds.
From the start and down for my hood. If I'm eating, they gon' eat good. Always did more than I should. We counting
hundreds.
Still ducking them police. On the ground with my brodies. Got my game up for my OG. So that's money all in my
pocket.
Money all in my bank. Money all in my safe. Throw that money all in your face. We counting
hundreds.
Don't make dollars, don't make sense. I'm a wild nigga from a wild nigga. Don't cross us. Amen.
Hold up.
I want big dollars, no small change. Just Rolex, these ball mains. It can get ugly like Charlemagne. Niggas, I'm busting a bando. My niggas dressing in camo. A couple of choppers, I can't with them drums. Them niggas will fill you with ammo. I count up a couple of dollars. My niggas been getting paper. Get money, ain't making no money. It's roots to the game and I live in a danger. Nah. With you if you ain't got no dollars. She only loan you the money, the Gucci, the Louis, and Fendi, and Prada. Mink on, I'm a pimp and a winner. Should he know what she f*** with a winner? I f***ing treated a dinner. And pray to the Lord, I'm a sinner. More than half made for that re-up. This real step your whole G up. That's Patron is up on my teacup counting. From the start and down for my hood. If I'm eating, they gon' eat good. Always did more than I should. We counting still ducking them police. On the ground with my brodies. Got my game up for my OG.
Yeah.
So that's money all in my
pocket.
Money all in my bank.
Money
all in my safe. Throw that money all in your face.
We counting
There have been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing.
No stopping, 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 no stopping.